we have a presence there today, and we'll monitor that as the week goes on. We will be available to people in Letterkenny also through the National Counselling Service. So we are looking at a number of different groups. We've put individual support people in for the families of the deceased. We're looking at, for the employees of the service, there's the Employee Assistance Programme, which has been running in Letterkenny University Hospital yesterday and will continue to be available to staff. Throughout the coming weeks and months, we will also have priority assessments available for people wishing to come in to get support through the mental health services. And we've put out a contact number for the GPs so that they can contact us directly and identify those people, and we can make sure that those assessments are prioritised and those people can be fast-tracked to the appropriate services for their needs. We're also linking with the GEA and Letterkenny Rugby Club, because obviously they are two large organisations that are significantly and directly impacted by this incident. And over the coming weeks, we'll be putting in place supports for the people, the trainers there, for the club members and for the community in general through those organisations as they get the sense of the need for that. So that's something which we will be assessing ongoing and putting in place structures around that.